What would happen if all the women in a town got up and left?
The women are gone. The men are under siege. And a pageant is looming.
Well, for one thing, they'd have dramatic narration from Jeff Foxworthy describing the moment, especially if that town was part of the social experiment / reality TV show that is The Week the Women Went, the new program on Lifetime. A producer somehow convinced 100 women, 18 to 82, in this attractive small town of Yemassee, South Carolina, population about 1,000, to leave children, businesses, and the planning of the revered citywide beauty pageant to the men. Over the course of the week, there are cliched meltdowns on the part of the mostly clueless men. Are there really no stay-at-home dads in this whole town? But many of the women who saw this initially as liberation soon can't bear to be away from their families. Elliot Hackamy is the executive producer of the show, which airs in different forms in 13 countries. Josie Anderson is one of the residents of Yemassee, which, by the way, is the first American city to participate in this show. And Josie, we want to start with you. You own a couple of businesses, one a restaurant. And we see you in the program leaving those businesses for your 14-year-old daughter to run. What did you think when this was first proposed to you?
When I first heard about it, I'm like, no way, that's impossible. I can't leave my business. Then I thought, I'm like, you know, maybe it's a vacation and I'm a part of a social experiment. So I thought about it and I said, yes, I think I'll do this.
Well, and we just heard Josie say what is said on the program. It's a social experiment. And it does have interesting sociological overtones, but at heart, it's a reality show. You have cameras in people's homes. Elliot, let's just address the people who just can't stand watching people's lives unravel on television. You know, children having temper tantrums, you know, men in this case not knowing what to do. Did you ever, you know, have second thoughts about putting people through this?
The people, as Josie said, you know, earlier, who did participate in this experiment, you know, they were game. They wanted to, you know, come along for the ride and the journey and, you know, maybe learn more at the end of the week. So, you know, we didn't force anybody to participate
sure.
in a reality show against their will.
What were some of the reasons that they were game, men and women? What were some of the things they thought they could discover about themselves?
I think it was complex. The women wanted to feel more liberated, and the men wanted to show us that, hey, you know, I can do this. But little did they know what they were in for, actually.
You know, many of the women couldn't bear to be away.
And that was true. And it was a challenge because, you know, some, I mean, it got real hard. Some might have never even left home before.
Yeah.
But for me, I thought, you know, I'm like, okay, I have a 14-year-old. That was my biggest thing. Because, you know, my husband, he worked. And then I'm saying, this 14-year-old, she has worked with me from day one. I knew what she could do, but then two businesses, that was like, you know, that's a lot to put on a 14-year-old.
Yeah.
And, you know, I wanted her to be mature, but I didn't want to overwhelm her. And my fear was, you know, would she be overwhelmed? Would my business just flop? I didn't know what to think.
Well, and let's talk about the men, Ellie. It's a reminder that we can get pretty flip about choices that working married couples have, but many people don't have a choice. I mean, a lot of the men that you focus on were working away from the home. They were spending a lot of time. They were either commuting or literally, you know, spending time somewhere else working. And a lot of them felt the need to connect with their kids.
Oh, absolutely. We had the Love family, which is featured in the show. Stephen Love is a commuter dad. And, you know, he spent most of the week away from his children. This week was really the opportunity for him to reconnect with his kids who were, you know, kind of growing up when he was away from home.
But in this particular town, I mean, you're in the Deep South. You have a lot of women who are staying home, raising their kids. But staying with the men just for a second, we have a clip. Again, I think it begins with Jeff Foxworthy, the narrator, but talking about some of the men's concerns. Let's just listen.
Some men are concerned.
I think it'd be dangerous.
I'm terrified.
A washing machine is an intimidating machine.
The women, only one thing to do.
Others are confident.
There'll be some challenges, but I got it.
I can do it.
I'm looking forward to it.
Pretty soon, it completely falls apart. Now, we had to know, Ellie, Did you just focus on the men who, you know, had no idea what to do with toddlers, or in one case, a boyfriend who was taking care of his girlfriend's teenagers who were running circles around him? You know, they just completely had his number. Did you just pick the men who couldn't handle?
It was really important that what we were setting out to do was find a community that had women in every role that could potentially be played within the community. And that's how we started. Now, it just so happens that a lot of the men, you know, had to take care of their children, and it was the first time that they were doing it on their own. And, you know, that was just an outcome of what we set out to do and what individual stories we found.
Well, it's probably a result of, you know, this is a traditional town with people in very traditional roles. We just lose sight of the fact that a lot of people are just, you know, putting one foot in front of the other and maybe stepping in the footsteps of the people ahead of them just to get through the day. I mean, you know, have you heard from men who are a little insulted by that portrayal of men who really are clueless? Or, you know, did you touch a chord with men who said, you know what, I also wouldn't know what to do?
I think we've touched a chord with men who, you know, probably said, you know, I don't know what I would do in that instance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, look, I think everybody's going to have their own personal reaction to the various stories, and I think that's okay, and I think that's important. You know, I don't think we set out to make a program that we were just trying to get one type of reaction from one type of person.
So we don't want to give things away. You know, it's still going on. But Josie, what has been the result?
Well, I know when I first came back, several weeks thereafter, you know, I would see men bringing their children in because, you know, I have a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, well, maybe this does have an effect upon us.
You mean, are you saying that you're seeing men bringing their children in more than they did before this taping?
I, for one, saw a stronger bond with men and children, for sure. And I think that, you know, you referenced the beauty pageant. That is just one of the most heartwarming episodes of television I think I've seen. It really is.
These men have to put on this beauty pageant, making the little dresses and the hair and everything.
And what really comes out is, and you see it, is this genuine, like, I am rooting for my daughter to do well at this. With some of the men, that I felt it was really inspiring. And what I did think I saw at the end of that was that there just was a kind of a something that made them just that much closer because they had
gone through
this experience together.
Yeah. Ellie, Josie, thanks so much for talking to us about it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Ellie Hakimi, executive producer of The Week the Woman Went. Josie Anderson, one of the women from Yemisee, South Carolina, who participated. You can see it on Lifetime tonight and for the next 3 Tuesdays. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. Our producers include Lynn Menegon, Hitesh Hatti, Kevin Sullivan. Both Hitesh and Kevin would know what to do with little kids at home. Emiko Tamagawa, Alex Ashlock knows a thing or two as well. Jill Ryan and Catherine Gorman. Welcome, Catherine. You look way too rested. We'll work on that. Our interns are Satini Karapetanin and Sarah Faisal. Our technical director, Doug Sugarts. Chris Ballman, the managing editor. The senior producer of Here and Now is Kathleen McKenna. I'm Robin Young. Please join us again, Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at mathworks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.